Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, and welcome to another enlightening episode of the History AI Podcast. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Marco. And today, folks, we're diving into the world of John Locke, often hailed as the father of liberalism. Strap in for an adventure through the Enlightenment and the birth of the modern self.
Don't forget your powdered wig, Marco.
And your quill, Chuck. It's about to get philosophical in here.
John Locke, born on August 29, 1632, in Rheindon, Somerset, England, into a Puritan family. Now, these were some serious folks, the kind that made my high school math teacher look like a party animal.
Oh, your math teacher wasn't already a party animal, Chuck?
Only if you consider quadratic equations a wild time, Marco.
Locke started his academic journey at Westminster School in London, where he showed great promise. His excellence there led him to Christ Church, Oxford, where he studied a curriculum heavily influenced by Aristotelianism, although he wasn't too impressed with it.
Not the biggest fan of Aristotle, I guess we could say they were ancient Greeks from different eras.
I guess so, Chuck. But it was at Oxford where Locke met Anthony Ashley Cooper, later known as the Earl of Shaftesbury. This was a life-changing encounter, shaping his political and philosophical perspectives.
Locke and Shaftesbury had quite a journey together, didn't they?
Indeed. They were like a 17th-century Batman and Robin, if Batman was a physician and Robin was a political figure.
And speaking of being a physician, let's not forget that Locke studied medicine extensively. He may not have been a licensed doctor, but he knew more than enough to be Shaftesbury's personal physician.
Correct, Chuck. But it was Locke's interests in politics, philosophy, and economics that left a lasting legacy.
Right, his major works, including the Essay Concerning Human Understanding and the Two Treatises of Government, were pivotal in shaping modern thought.
He proposed radical ideas such as the mind being a tabula rasa or blank slate at birth, meaning that our experiences shape who we are rather than innate knowledge.
Like being born an empty USB stick and life experiences filling up the storage, right?
That's a very 21st century way of putting it, but yes, Chuck. In Two Treatises of Government, Locke suggested the idea of a social contract, arguing that people consent to surrender certain rights in favor of government protection. He strongly emphasized the idea of property, which encompassed life, liberty, and estate.
Heavily influencing the United States Declaration of Independence, wasn't he?
Yes, Thomas Jefferson himself was profoundly inspired by Locke's ideas. And the ripples of Locke's thought didn't stop there. They influenced the French Revolution and many Enlightenment philosophers like Voltaire and Rousseau.
His ideas led to significant socio-political transformations. One might say Locke unlocked a new path for humanity.
That he did, Chuck. But let's also remember Locke's works on religious tolerance. He advocated for a separation between the church and state, another idea deeply embedded in many modern societies.
Now, Locke did face his share of challenges. His close ties with Shaftesbury put him at odds with the monarchy. He was even forced into exile in the Netherlands for several years.
But it was during this time in exile that Locke's most significant works were born. I guess there is something about being a stranger in a strange land that gets the philosophical juices flowing.
Locke's health, unfortunately, began to decline in the early 1700s. He passed away on October 28, 1704. But his legacy continues to be a cornerstone of modern Western philosophy.
You're right, Chuck. It's hard to understate Locke's impact on our understanding of ourselves and our society.
So that was John Locke, folks, a man of humble beginnings who ended up changing the world.
I hope this episode unlocked a new appreciation for the man behind these revolutionary ideas. Until next time, keep pondering and questioning.
This is Chuck.
And Marco signing off.
When the world hits hard, hit back harder with Strike Force Energy. The zero sugar, zero calorie, power-packed energy drink additive that fuels your adventure. Just a quick squeeze turns any drink into a relentless power source. Perfect for your workout, your hike, your life. Ready to strike? Visit StrikeForceEnergy.com. Use coupon code UTSALAX24 for an explosive 20% off your order. Strike Force Energy, unleash your potential. Strike Force Energy, fuel the fight within you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.